It's on if we get like knocked down for dancing.
Yeah.
He's ready to get knocked down.
Yeah.
It's on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, it's Tzahoraim Tovim Rabotai. Shtabach Shemo. Yesterday we started speaking about some of the halachot of Kiddush. Maskanat HaGemara, Pesachim, Daf Kuvav. The Gemara brings down that Kiddush is so important that it's Asur Le'echol Ve'lishtot Klum Kodem HaKiddush. Maran HaShulchan Aruch brings that down quite clearly in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, Saif Dalet. Asur Le'echol Ve'lishtot Klum Afilu Maim Kodem She'ekadesh. And not only that, Maran brings down to Gemara also at the end of Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara brings down that, let's say a person was eating Be'erev Shabbat V'chashcha Alav Ayom. What's the halacha? He started eating, let's say, beheter. You got to cut it short. Pores alav mapa, kadesh. You cannot. Once, now, the Mishabur explains over there in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, what is the mechayev in kiddush? He says, either Kabbalat Shabbat or Shki'at HaChama, which is the beginning of Bin HaShmashot, the earlier of the two. Meaning, if you're mekabel Shabbat anywhere from Plag HaMincha, which is the earliest you can do Kabbalat Shabbat, or you already have Safek Hashecha, which is Shki'ah. The earlier of the two is Mechayev Otcha B'Kiddush Shel Laila. That is non-negotiable. That's a Gemara Meforeshet. Now,
I heard, by the way, maybe you paid it off top. I heard about a certain place.
Yeah.
That between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, they had Shmincha was right up until Shki'ah.
Okay.
And Shki'ah came, and everyone went out to the Sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like
Suda?
Like some food.
Okay.
Like pretzels.
Did they make kiddush?
No.
איך יכול להיות?
I almost wanted to ask.
You have to make kiddush and lilium tov sheni.
That's what I was saying.
Shmuel, you're afraid, מה קרה לך? Anyway, בקיצור. So
and then I saw it looks like things didn't change. And Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdama.
Yeah.
To top race some tests.
Okay.
Simchas Torah.
Yeah.
He said, Mashinog and Aza people that they sit and they drink, there's also like
drinking on Simchas Torah. Yeah. All the poskim say that.
But,
yeah.
But at that time he's like, once it's something Hashecha, you have to make kiddush.
Pashut. Like, not only that. So we do for those there are those who have after hakafis and everybody's whatever, and there's like some people have a meal, Bilin Simchat Torah. So over there you tell people, now not always are they serving lechem, so they have to tell people to be that it should be kiddush mekom sauda v'chule v'chule. Okay, fine. Now that's balayla gemara meforeshet rambam shulchan aruch en safek. There is a rosh that's quoted by the tur and the bet yosef in two places in siman petet hilchot tefila, 200 simanim later in siman resh petet in hilchot kiddush shen shabbat baboker. The rosh says an interesting thing. He says, since we know that kiddush can only be bimkom seuda, the chachamim were mitaken. We hold like Shmuel that kiddush has to be bimkom seuda. And what is Maran brings down in Siman Resh Ayin Gimel Saifei? What is considered kiddush mekom seuda? Yeah. Shmuel, what are the three things? Maza kiddush mekom seuda. Kazait pat, kazait mine targima, which is pata babkisnin, pasta, whatever, or revi'it yain. That's the shita of the geonim. There is, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Rav Kiva Eiger, who says that no, revi'it of yain is not enough. You need shtei revi'iyot, one for the kiddush and one for the kviyut seuda. Da'at Maran lo kach. Da'at Maran is that one revi'it ola lechan ulchan. There's a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. By the way, many people among Ashkenazim are noheg. You know how, let's say there's a kiddush in shul on Shabbat morning? See, had mezonot, hakol beseder. When you come home, let's say the entire mishpacha was there. Everybody was there, they heard kiddush, kavo seuda, hakol beseder. They come home. Yekadshu shuv or lo yekadshu shuv?
According to this way, Kiva Eiger seemingly
says. Yes or no, and why?
What was the question?
Why? Well, let's put it this way. There's a shitav Rabbeinu Yonah that many poskim bring down that you cannot. He argues on these geonim. He says kviyot seuda is only bimkom seuda mamash, where a person is going to be soed. Therefore, wherever you make the seuda shnia, that's where you're going to have to make kiddush again. Nevertheless, da'at Maran lokach. Da'at Maran in Siman Resh Ayin Gimel. Once you're kovea seuda in one of the ways that we spoke about, hamotzi kazait hamotzi kazait mezonot or revi'it yain, you don't have to make. Some people said no, the house needs kiddush. Mazeh ner Chanukah. The house doesn't need kiddush. You need kiddush. Yeah, it's not kos ishu veto. Anyway, huh?
It's not better. It's better to do kiddush again.
No. What? tell me a svara, unless you're choshesh for that Rabbi Yonah, tell me a svara why it's not better. Why? Well, not necessarily bracha shena tzricha. Why is it better not to make kiddush l'da'at Maran? Yeah, go ahead. Binyamin, go ahead. What's a svara to say that it's lo kol kach tov? It's not necessarily bracha shena tzricha, because if you were drink in the middle of the suda, it's still fine. But the sedra brachot is off, because a motzi technically is supposed to come before birkat. Before Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen. So according to Maran, if everybody was already Yotzei Kiddush, hands off. Get home, do Netilat Yadayim, and then start the Seuda. Yes. Sure.
Even if it's not a chasuk, because of wine,
any wine betocha Seuda requires Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen. Ve'en apat potarto, because wine in and of itself is a davar chashuv. Now, watch this. Good.
What if you have like...
Or mitzvah anavim, same idea. Go ahead.
You have people at the table that heard kiddush, they had mazonot, but they didn't make a...
Mitzvah anavim, the chachamim understood that yain, it's so'id to live. When you drink grape juice, like, ugh. I don't know, it's not the alcohol, but it's the sugars. Ugh. You know, it fills you up.
If they didn't make like bracha rishon or bracha achrona, but they ate it, they kiddush, does that count as they didn't kiddush makam suza?
They didn't eat?
They ate, they didn't make after bracha.
Okay, so Yistam...
Still consider
Kiddush Makam Suda
for them?
It's Kiddush Makam Suda. You just Mo'il, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't make Baruch HaChanunah.
You won't have to make another one in that case.
No, that's a Bazunder Din. That's a different story.
When I brought Chutz Ma'akavot.
Son of my family doesn't have a proper, Kezayit of Mizono and Shul, so they probably won't take Kiddush. Should we always just make...
That's a good idea. Now, okay. Back to the Rosh.
If you cover the Chal, doesn't that take care of your decision?
What? No, that was a chap that the Chachamim said. And that's not... The Ikara Ta'am, Yalkut Yosef brings down for many poskim, Ikara Ta'am of covering the Chal is Zechel Aman. Not because of the busha shel Chal. Okay.
During the
nighttime,
people have Zana?
Yes. The Bet Yosef says, Mefurash, that this Din of the Geonim of Kvi'ut Se'uda, on one of the three things that we said, Mo'il, Ben Bayom or Ben Balayla. It's more prevalent Bayom, because Stam, not everybody's ready, they have a Kiddush and they don't want to sit down to the meal later. Balayla, it's a mitzvah to be mekadesh v'so'ed miyad. Right? That's lezariz. So anyway, it's not so prevalent. But that's what I was going to say. By Lin Simchat Torah, that's what we do. You make a kiddush, you give people mezonot, whatever, and then they go home and later and they have their suda and whatever. So, ledat maran, yes, it does work. Gam balayla.
And not a second kiddush.
Huh?
Not a second kiddush when they go home. They
correct.
Have the
correct.
Is it?
Now, one second. I know what you're going to ask. Chake. The Rosh... that the Torah brings them, Siman Petet, and in Siman Resh Petet. He says, person wakes up on Shabbat Baboker, ורוצה לשתות מים, or, you know, any other glorified, you know,
water.
Kind of water, tea, coffee, the things that are mutar לשתות לפני התפילה. צריך לקדש או אין צריך לקדש? Shabbat או יום טוב בבוקר?
I'm sorry.
Why not?
It's not a time
of
Sudah yet.
The Rosh says that Chovat HaKiddush is not yet chal. Since the Chachamim were kovea that Kiddush requires Kvi'ut Seuda, and at that point before Tefillat Shacharit, a person's not allowed to be ta'im anything besides for Maim V'amista'if. Therefore what? Apparently, the Kiddush is not chal. If the Kiddush is not chal, you're allowed to drink without Kiddush. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
The Tur brings him la'alacha, Maran brings him la'alacha, Kula. Okay? That's clear. Now, with regards to a chole, with regards to, let's say, a person who needs to eat before the tefillah. Yeah? Give me some examples of people who can eat before tefillah. Chole.
Nursing woman.
Or that's bichlal chole. Or, Maran says, there's a different kind of chole who's not chole. What's that?
Okay.
No. Istenis. Person who cannot be mechaven b'tefillato until he eats something. Maran says, a chole. With regards to this inyan, he's chole. So he's allowed to eat before shacharit. Yekadesh or lo yekadesh. According to the Svara of the Rosh, you can't pick over a Seuda, but once you have a Heter Le'echol, and you're able to eat your Kazayit Mezonot, you're able to drink your Revit Yain, back according to the Rosh and Behemet, the Bet Yosef says for a person like that, Madino, he has to be Mekadesh before the Tefillah.
That's because I can have a Kazayit, it doesn't mean I can have a Seuda.
But that Kazayit says Kvi Seuda.
No, it's not Chasu.
Why?
Maybe it's a Kazayit when I'm
maximum,
it has
Kishiva. Nah, it's not.
Much
bigger suda later. No, but it's still considered. It's considered Kiddush B'Makam Suda. According to that, those parameters, it's Kiddush B'Makam Suda. Now, here's the issue. However, what should he do later again? After he davens, after Musaf, as we're going to speak about soon, when he comes home to actually eat the Suda, or if he wants to have a proper Kiddush afterwards, whatever it is, you should be Mekadesh. Od Pam. Why? Now, there is an interesting Gemara. What, go ahead, Mo.
Well, in the case of doing Kiddush by nighttime.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll ask on this. Didn't Machane Shulchan Aruch say that the Kiddush was hal only after Musaf, not by Shachrit?
No, absolutely not. Wait, now.
Okay,
wait, hold on. Now, so what we know is, Bilin Shabbat, eating or drinking anything before Kiddush, hard no. Beyom Shabbat, Kodim Tfilat Shacharit, if you're not eating, you just want to drink whatever, hard yes, based on the Rosh, the Tur, Maran, Kol HaPuski. The question, now, hold on. After Musaf, Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch and Resh Petet, once you daven Musaf, also what? Hard no, you got to make Kiddush, same halacha, filu mayim. The major, major issue that comes up, especially by Sfaradim, I've seen it happen by Ashkenazim also when they throw Pekalach and Zachin, but the question becomes, B'yom Shabbat, Ben Tfilat Shacharit, Letfilat Musaf, and a person wants to eat or drink something between Shacharit and Musaf, is there a Chovat Kiddush or not? This all starts with the Gemara, Masechet Berachot of Kafchet. The Gemara over there brings down, Rav Huna Amar, Asur Lit'om Kodem Tfilat Musafin. We know that Te'ima, before Tfilat Shacharit, everybody agrees is Asur, not only on Shabbat, but any day of the week. Why? Gemara, brachot afiyud, ve'oti ishlachti, ishlachta achare gevecha, al tikre gevecha, ela geecha, ze she'ochel ve'shote u'mitpale, mitga'e, lifna kadosh baruch hu. That's asur, any day. What about before Musaf? Rav Huna says, same thing before Musaf, asur lit'om. Maskanat ha'gemara, ve'le tilcheta kavate. The Gemara says, in halacha kedaat Rav Huna. V'chen pasak, maran ha'shulchan aruch. The Rambam, maran ha'shulchan, they all say, if you look in siman resh pevav, the halacha is that te'ima is mutar lifnei tefilat ha-musafim. You are allowed to be to'im. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is te'ima? You can't have an achilat keva, but you're allowed to be to'im. What is te'ima? This te'ima that would be mutar before musaf, but asur lifnei shacharit. What is the Gemara and the Poskim talking about? What is te'ima? Yeah, Shmuel, what is te'ima? Nope. Kabitza of pat, or pat of kisnin, and as much as you want of anything else, fruits, vegetables, drinks, yain, whatever. That's the parameters. So now, those places, there are those places, kiddush clubs, v'chadome, or even legitimate kiddush clubs that, or even by Ashkenazim. Mishnah Berurah even brings down such a minhag. Then Rosh Hashanah, when the tefillah is meod meod aroch, some people before tkiat shofar, many, do they do that here? But I know many keilot Ashkenaziot, they stop after Kriyat HaTorah, before Tkiat Shofar, and they go and make Kiddush, and then they come back because the hour is late. And that's legitimate. It's brought down by Poskim. But you have to be very aware that even when you do that, you're limited by how much you can eat. Only Ta'imah is mutar, lo achila. And that is, if you're having mezonot and you need Kiddush Mekom Seuda, you got to cap it off at Kabitza. Zeh, lo yoter. Pat, Kabitza, lo yoter. Other things beseder. Now here's the thing.
It's only with Kiddush.
Oh! Yafe. Now the big question becomes, the te'ima itself before Musaf is mutar. The question becomes, with or without Kiddush? That's a big deal. That's a big, big deal in the Poskim.
Isn't it considered a Suda?
Huh?
Okay,
so?
Kiddush.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. Bach, Magen Avraham, Eliya Rabba, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChaim, Maran Zichrono Levracha, all in Siman Resh Pevav, and again in Resh Petet, they all say, based on the Svarah of the Rosh, that you're patur mikidush in the morning before Shacharit, before you drink water, because you can't be Koveh Seuda. Over here, Zil Batar Ta'ama, can you be Koveh Seuda over here? Yes! And therefore, Hadra, you know, chovat kiddush leduchtin, they all say there's a chovat kiddush, and therefore you have to make kiddush before you're to'im from Musaf. Go ahead.
The shir of the kabbis seemingly is coming because that's called mechila chashuva, which we find in Sukkah and Mekah. So assuming that suda by sukkah has to be a kibbutz. So why would the Gaonim say it should be a kazayis event?
Oh, there is a machloket in the Gaonim. Maran is noket lekula because we don't need necessarily achila chashuva. We need achila, and any achila in the Torah is. You need kiddush bimkom seuda, and seuda requires achila, and all you need for achila is kezait, kezait dagan.
Even though it's a seuda.
Correct, correct.
And when Rebbe Wazir says you make 14 seudas,
yeah,
those could be kezaisim. It's a seuda.
Lechaura, you are there's machloket by the way for seudat Shabbat. How much pat in general? Forget about kiddush. How much pat do you need to be yotze yideh chovat? מחלוקת ראשונים, להלכה ולמעשה דעת מרן, מרן סזם בית יוסף, מצווה מן המובחר, is to be חושש לקבצה, but באמת, if a person ate כזית, פת יצא ידי חובה, of the סעודה של שבת. And on סעודה שבת, at least for two out of the three סעודות, there's a חובה לאכול פת. And you're יוצא with that. Whether or not your ברכת המזון is going to be דהוריית או דרבנן, that's a different story. It's also a different story. But מדין חובת הסעודה, מעיקר הדין דעת מרן, says you're יוצא בקזאי. Now, watch this. All these poskim that I told you, they all hold you have to be מקדש. Nevertheless, if you look, עתרת זקנים, the prisha, they quote the Maharshal, also in סימן השפיבב, the עתרת זקנים, the prisha, quote the Maharshal, and they say, no, מורנו המהרשל says that חובת קידוש only kicks in after מוסף.
ים של שלמה says that?
The author of he doesn't write it in Yom Shel Shlomo, but his Talmidim quote him as having said that Chovat HaKiddush only kicks in after Tefilat HaMusafim, which means, and by the way, Maram Zakuta, Migdolei HaPoskim HaMekubalim, in the 15th century Italy, he also holds the same thing. Interesting, according to him, when the Gemara and the Poskim say that you're allowed to be Toayim Kodem Tefilat HaMusafim, what does he hold?
Even without
Kiddush. You don't need Kiddush. And he writes, when Maram Zakut says that this was the minhag in front of the Gdolei Morei Horaot, that people would be to'im without Kiddush, and they wouldn't tell them anything. And a person who's machmir, he is considered mityaher lifnei kadmonenu. That's what he writes, Maram Zakut. Interesting thing.
If it's difficult for someone to make Kiddush,
yeah,
like before Chatzot,
yeah,
Should they still try to do it anyway? Or can I just drink water?
You don't have shachari? To make kiddush. You're not allowed to fast.
Can I eat before shachari?
No.
Or drink?
Drink. Water.
Nah.
You're not allowed to be mita'aneh ad chatzot. But in order not to be mita'aneh, you could already be not mita'aneh in mind.
To have coffee with no sugar, is that like a big no-no? Or that's okay?
Why? What's wrong?
Even with sugar,
no? La'alacha, a little sugar, a little milk, zemuta. I know I'm shmer before
shachars.
Before shachars. Before shachars. Hakol beseder.
I like finish drinking the last sips after I start real shamar.
Lo matim. Lo matim. Especially not for B'nai Torah. It's the second tshuva. Look in Shuta Rishon Etzion Chelek Aleph. He talks about that. Sipping tea or coffee during davening.
Until Nishma Kochani, right?
Huh?
Until Nishma Kochani.
Until any time. Lo matim. A bit cafe. Anyway, because
it's not like he's sore at all. It's just
he speaks about whether or not it's considered a hafsek, but it's certainly not matim. Anyway.
Are we doing some shaggy callus?
Yeah, sure.
I heard him say more than once. He said in his stomach, if they have the chazal, they would give this guy skila. They're sick in his mouth. People will drink coffee, they're sick in his mouth. And then he said he's got backlash. So he's like, okay, electric chair, electric chair.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely not mat'im. It's definitely not kvod atfila. Definitely. What about limud, by the way? What about sipping tea or coffee during limud?
That's different.
Magen Avraham talks about in the beginning, Siman Kufnun Aleph, Ilchot Bet HaKnesset. He says over there, it was nahug to allow Talmidei Chachamim, achila ushtiyam midochach bevet HaKnesset ubevet HaMidrash be'et limudam, so that they don't have to be mitbatel and go outside and do it. I've seen this happen before in several yeshivas. Chafetz Chaim, I watched this happen. In Chafetz Chaim, they have a rule, no tea or coffee in Beis Medrash. Ever. No drinks. And I've seen people... Is that real? No, זה לא עגל הרש. זה גניבת דעת. Anyway, בקיצר. Anyway, בקיצר. זה אסור. גניבת דעת אפילו מגוי בשוק. זה אסור. איפה כתוב? חולין. צדי דלת. נכון מאוד. Yeah, יפה מאוד. Anyway. יפה מאוד. זה אסור. מרם זקות. רבנו משה זקותה. שוט הרמז. Shutaramaz, that was his name. Yeah. פוסק ומקובל עצום, in the times of Rama Mipano, same timeline. He was a תלמיד של המהרשד"ם, רבנו שמואל דה מודנה. Anyway, בקיצור, קדמוני האחרונים.
That
it's מותר לתלמידי חכמים מדוחק לאכול ולשתות בבית המדרש שלא יתבטלו מלימודם. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down also in the beginning of Siman Kufnun Aleph. He brings it also in the הקדמה of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So anyway, I was saying that it was in Chafetz Chaim once and somebody brought a tea or coffee into the Beis Medrash and sat down to learn. I saw the Rashiva get up, walk over to him and kick him out. No, nicely, like whatever. Like he got kicked out with class, but
I think it's only for the Talmidei Chachamim.
Huh? No, nobody.
I'm saying, I know, but
no, they have a rule.
It's a yeshiva rule.
So even
that's their yeshiva rule.
Even the Talmidei Chachamim.
Yeah, no, you want a coffee, you want a tea, go to the coffee room. You know what I'm saying? But lo, that's their rule. I'm not saying that everybody has to.
You should have a no iPhone rule.
Huh? You should have a no iPhone rule. You don't need to make a rule like that. Huh? What? You need to bring a rule not to bring a pesel u'masecha avodah zarah into Beit HaMidrash? You serious? זה כתוב אין קטגור נעשה סנגור. השם ישמור. You know, there's an idon in the poskim. Rav Asher Weiss talks about Minchat Asher, whether you're allowed to daven out of an iPhone. Especially unfiltered. Isur gamur.
I thought Rabbi said about this.
I did. I quoted him. Yeah, anyway.
How are you unfiltered if you could access
that? I know the Amar Shav. Anyway, Bekitzer. Unfiltered.
What if you have a filter? You can always
buy it. Let me finish.
What if that device, uh-huh. Something bad was on it before, but now it's filtered? Does it have like less?
What if your body did something bad before and you were chozer b'tshuva? Mutar l'itpalel v'lilmod?
Is the chepta like tamein out of daven from? Chepta's meichin.
Is your body tamein out to daven from? Matar rotze. Anyway, b'kitzer. Rotze tzchok. Anyway. צחוק עשה לי אלוהים, כל השומע, יישחק לי. יש מעמיד, יפה. Anyway, מכל מקום, so מרן זכרונו לברכה was asked this question, let's say there's somebody elderly, or a בעל קורא. מרן זכרונו לברכה himself used to read like 7 or 8 places on Shabbat. He used to start שחרית in one shul. His yartzeit, by the way, is this Monday. בעזרת השם, we're going to have a program for the הילולה. יום שני הקרוב, ג' במר חשוון. Anyway, so he used to start שחרית in one shul. I don't remember if it was Ades, or that's how they used to make a few bucks. They used to go from one Bet Knesset to another and read, and they got a few lirot for every kriya. So he started Shacharit in one, and then he would read there, and read and read, and lane, you know what I mean? Lane, 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 lane. And then the last place where he laned, he would have Musaf. So now what do you do if the Baal Koreh, it's Hameh.
They asked her about
you? Yeah.
Bevadai,
Yabia Omer, Chilek He, Orachayim, Siman Kaf Bet, Katum Forash. Anyway, so over there, he writes Miforash, and Yabia Omer, he says his father-in-law actually asked him this question. Or let's say zaken chole, they feel weak. Ben shacharit lemusaf, rotze lechol ktsat, rotze lishtot. So what's the halacha? So he says, yes, we do have this. We said, now, first of all, we have a machloket. When does chovat ha-kiddush kick in? After shacharit or after musaf? Right, that was machloket number one. Maran ha-shulchan aruch does not weigh in on that. Sotim, doesn't say. That's one. Now, that Maran is like the Rambam. If you look in Siman Resh Petit, what does Maran say? Bevadai kiddush al boker. Maran says you can't taste anything. That the Rambam says meforash in Chod Shabbat, you're not allowed to be toaim. Both be kiddush al laila, kiddush ayom, same thing. You can't even drink water before kiddush. However, many, many, many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Kmo mi? Ravid, Meiri, Maram Halawa. Many other poskim, rishonim, in... No.
Chalva? Chalva.
Ma ze chalva, ma ze ochin? Maram chalawa, we are Sfaradi, Tamid Ramban. Anyway, bekitzer.
Chalawa. Chalawa. Chalawa.
Chalawa, katuv. Anyway, bekitzer. Do me a favor, leave the names of the Sfaradi rishonim to the Sfaradim. Abdraham, lo da'im. His name was Rabbeinu David Abu Dirhem. Why? Maran Achida writes in Shem Agdolim, Lama Abu Dirhem, he was from Sfarad. Sfarad was governed by Muslims at the time. There was a Goy, his name was Dirhem. That was his name. Anyway, he became very interested in Yahadut. He came to Rabbeinu David, and he says, teach me whatever, and he helped him be mitgayer, he taught him. And because of that, it was such a big thing at the time. They called him Abu Dirhem. In Arabic, what is Abu?
Father.
Abba, Shel, Dirhem. Abu Dirham, what is Abu Dirham? Anyway,
like Mordechai versus Mordechai and...
yeah. It says, Meforash, in Shem HaGdolim, open up Erech, Abu Dirhem. He has two chalakim, Sfarim and Sofrim. So look by the Sfarim, Abu Dirhem. He tells the whole story. Anyway.
Also Abarbanel versus Abrabanel.
No, that's that. Anyway, so all of those poskim cholkim on Rambam, and they say, it's mutar to be to'im on Shabbat morning, even before Kiddush. They only assert, the Gemara in Pesachim Kufvav, only assert, Belin Shabbat, avalo biyom Shabbat. And therefore, according to them, even if the Zman HaKiddush, so Maran Zechon Abraha makes a Safek Sveka, Me'in Safek Sveka. He says, if you have an opportunity, if you can make Kiddush, there's grape juice or whatever it is, make a Kiddush between Shacharit and Musaf, eat and drink what you want, Vezeo, and then Daven Musaf and make Kiddush again. But if you can't, what's the Halacha? He says you have a Safek Sveka that you can rely on. First of all, first Safek, Shema Halacha is Kedata Maharshal, Kedata Prisha, Kedata Tered Zekenim, that Kiddush only kicks in, after Musaf. And even if you want to tell me like the other poskim that Kiddush kicks in between after Shacharit before Musaf, Shema Halacha Kedata Ra'avad V'si'ato, that what? That even once Kiddush kicks in, you're allowed to be Toyim. So over there, Bevadai, Bevadai, Yeshlo Alman Yismoch, if he wants to do it, he can't make Kiddush. But once he already davened Musaf, even though it's a Machloket HaPoskim, what happens now?
There's only one safek, and you wouldn't be able to.
No, neged Maran lo osim safek echad, and therefore after you daven Musaf, all bets are off. Ra'ev, tzameh, whatever it is, you have to make kiddush. Is that the Shema continue?